This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Just ahead of Father's Day, I share with you on this broadcast some facts about the observance and about fathers. We can credit a woman from Spokane, Washington, for this annual Father's Day observance. Sonora Dodd first suggested a Father's Day in 1909 after listening to a Mother's Day sermon at church. She hoped to establish a day to honor her father, William Smart, who was a widowed Civil War veteran with 6 children and a farm. And then finally, in 1972, did you know this? It was President Nixon who signed into law the Father's Day holiday. Father's Day is celebrated at different times around the world. In Spain and Belgium, they celebrate fathers on March 19. Australia and New Zealand, they honor fathers on the first Sunday in September. In Britain, Canada, and the U.S., Father's Day is celebrated on the third Sunday in June. And while I am sure it pales by comparison to Mother's Day, Father's Day is the fourth most popular day for sending greeting cards. Oh, this report has me thinking and pondering a little bit. What percent of the time I might have run the vacuum cleaner or mopped the floors in our home as our girls were young? A new study shows that fathers who share household chores with their wives tend to have more ambitious daughters, as well as daughters with broader definitions of gender roles. And for you farmers and ranchers who often focus on reaching that consumer with important messages, surveys now show that approximately 52% of fathers, just over half, say they are primary grocery shoppers in the family. That's an increase of 10% over the past 25 years. Additionally, only 11% of moms research the products they buy, compared to 24% of dads who say they devote time to researching the products they'll purchase. And while I'm sharing other facts, there are 152 million males in the United States. 46% are fathers. The Italian novelist and philosopher Umberto Eco, who died just 2 years ago, once said, "I believe that what we become depends on what our fathers teach us at odd moments when they aren't trying to teach us. We are formed," Eco said, "by little scraps of wisdom." That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong, hoping you have a great Father's Day weekend.